Joan Kroc left the National Salvation Army $1.5 billion in her will. 40 Salvation Armies in the Midwest applied for the grants. 10 made the cut. Major Ralph Buckowitz is with the territorial headquarters in Chicago. He's part of the panel that will recommend which cities ultimately get the grants.
It really is a world-class opportunity for the people of Green Bay to be able to dream big, for the steering committee to be able to put legs onto that dream, and then for us to be able to see exactly not only what the community needs, but how we can go after segments of those dreams.
Half the $30 million grant would go to build the center. Another $15 million would be put into an endowment fund. But for that to happen, the people of Green Bay have to raise $7.5 million to show support for the project. The proposed Ray and Joan Kroc Community Center would be built on Green Bay's east side, across town from the city's current Salvation Army Center. Major Bob Fay of the Green Bay Salvation Army says the existing center would stay open. The idea is to reach out to another part of town.
This is an area that has been deemed as densely populated, underserved, with no nearby community resources for the residents of that community. It's also an area where 50% of the population, 50% of the households, have a family income of below $29,000.
The Salvation Army hasn't said when it will announce the recipients. Three other Wisconsin communities had their Ray and Joan Kroc grant proposals turned down. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.